From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The ISD 166 School Board met all day on Friday, March 4th. Downsizing of school support staff as well as a possible change to administrative office space were the main topics of discussion. According to Superintendent Beth Schwartz, this was a case of the school board following through on a promise.
What really prompted it is that we do continue to struggle with declining enrollment, and we made promises to our taxpayers through the levy, and we want to make sure we're maintaining those promises, and yet we're still dealing with this issue of declining enrollment. And so right now, in order to maintain those promises to taxpayers, one of the things we really need to do is look at what we would call our administration and support staff.
Schwartz gathered data from schools with similar demographics and found Cook County Schools has a little more support staff than the average for its size.
And when I looked at those districts, high minority population, high free and reduced lunch, high non-nuclear family, what I found is that we're approximately 1.2 over what that average is.
She said the district needs to look at reducing support staff because as she looks at future enrollment figures, ISD 166 could even be smaller. Downsizing also includes re-evaluating office space.
Currently, we have three offices. We have a district office, we have a secondary office, and then we have an elementary office. A few months ago, I went to the board and suggested that perhaps we look at closing our community ed wing and the district office in order to save money on electrical, heating, and custodial. Hopefully, we're going to be able to rent it. But obviously, in this economy, we're not sure who all is looking for rentals, and the board would need to develop a rental policy. And so what that would mean then is that we need to look at going to a two-office system.
No decisions have been made as yet. The board will meet again on March 14th to review these options and share scenarios with staff. Township elections and annual meetings were held Tuesday, March 8th in Lutzen, Schroeder, and Tofte. Each township held elections for 1 3-year term supervisor and a 2-year term treasurer. In Lutzen, incumbent supervisor Marland Hansen narrowly defeated challenger Leela Gettle. 7-year incumbent treasurer John Groth ran unopposed. In Schroeder, treasurer Mary Van Dorn did not file for re-election, and no one had filed for the position, but Alicia Kangas volunteered and won as a write-in. Incumbent supervisor Bill McKeever ran for re-election unopposed. Both Tofte candidates were incumbents running without opposition. Supervisor Alan D.C. Olson and Treasurer Mary Jane Huggins were both re-elected. In this electronic age, a growing number of people depend on the Internet for information. As a result, businesses are doing more of their work online. Cook County Higher Education will be offering a workshop on March 15th called Introduction to Doing Business Online. Higher Ed Director Paula Sundet-Wolf explains.
What we discovered is that, you know, in some of the workshop, business workshops that we've done, the luncheons we've done, that some people really don't have an online presence yet. And so while some of the workshops we're doing are addressing people who do have an online presence and learning how to hone those skills or add new things to that, we also need to work with the folks that really could learn how to do it from the get-go. And I still remember learning how to use a computer.
As the community ramps up for the eventual fiber optic hookup, there's a growing need for basic broadband training.
You know, and maybe they are emailing already, but how do you make a web page? And then there's really free things. For instance, Google Maps, that's one thing that I keep talking about. How do you get yourself on the map? You know, if they're coming up the shore, and in particular, why, most of our business up here is tourism, and you want people to find you, then you better be using Google Maps, and you better be in the right spot on Google Maps.
The March 15 workshop will be tailored to those businesses and individuals who show up. On March 22nd, Higher Ed will offer a workshop on roadside advertising. There'll also be a social media workshop. It's often cold and raw on Coast Guard Point in June, so Wednesday, the Grand Marais Chamber of Commerce requested the city allow them to hold the annual Classic Car Show downtown on Wisconsin Street. Mayor Larry Carlson said the city council saw the logic in that.
Well, the car show has been going on for 20 years now, and they thought that it might be better served on Wisconsin Street. There's some concern that the temperature on Wisconsin Street actually is about 10 degrees warmer, and so they thought that they'd get a better mix of people coming to see the cars, but also then close to the businesses and may well go in there too.
The city will barricade Wisconsin Street for 2 blocks from Broadway to the one-way, but the schedule will remain as in the past. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.